Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, this is a little something that we're working on here that I just happened to see yesterday in the New London Day.
Yeah, Foxwoods Resort Casino's net revenues in the 3 months that ended June 30th down. To talk about that, the writer of that story, my friend when he worked in the toy department after having done sports, he's going on to the Real News, Brian Hallenbeck. Brian, how you been?
Hey, Brian.
Good, Joe. How are you?
It's nice to
talk to
you.
Hey, good to see you.
So give us the gist of your story in the day.
Well, I'm reported on the latest quarterly report that Fox was posted. Mohegan Sun had posted theirs roughly at about the same time I had reported on earlier. They're somewhat similar in the fact that they're both reporting in their last quarter, which ended June 30th, declines in their net revenues of about 7-8%. I think Mohegan Sun's was 7.2, Foxwood 7.9.
Wow.
So that's over that period of time, a 3 month period, that's a fairly significant decline. Not unexpected. They've been experiencing declines of about that magnitude since MGM Springfield opened.
So it's really been a factor. You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Brian.
Although not as much as they had anticipated,
right,
is what they keep telling us.
Okay. But, I mean, you also break down in your article in the Day of New London what the revenues from gambling compared to other things. Joe and I were talking just a minute ago about, outlet malls, stores, restaurants, a lot of stuff. And those are about, 20%, 22%?
That's right. I think that the number in the Fox's report was about 77% of their overall revenue comes from gaming in this last quarter, and that's pretty significant. Both casinos have been talking for a long time about diversifying, and getting away from a dependence on gaming solely, and they've introduced new restaurants and new amenities.
Right, right.
And this shows that they're still depending an awful lot on gaming.
That's why you're there.
How does this numbers compare to Mohegan Sun's, Brian? Do you know?
In terms of the percentage
coming
from gaming?
And the lost revenue over the last 3 months.
Very similar. Very similar. It had about the same 7 to 8% decline in quarterly revenues at Mohegan Sun.
At one time, do you remember, I'm going to the parking lot, say at Foxwoods or at Mohegan, you saw a lot of Massachusetts plates, you saw a lot of Jersey plates, a lot of even Pennsylvania plates and New York plates and Rhode Island plates. And, don't forget Massachusetts. Now, those, I noticed the last time I was down there, there aren't as many of those.
No, I think that's probably right, and that's where these losses are probably coming from. I think for a long time, the numbers were something like 20% of Mohegan Sun's clientele came from Massachusetts,
right,
and it was probably closer to a third from Four Fox was coming from Massachusetts. Mohegan Sun gets a lot more traffic from the New York side of things.
Easier to get to?
Yeah, easier to get to, and just as the casinos in Rhode Island and even this new casino in Boston is going to hit Foxwoods worse than Mohegan, simply because it's in between.
Oh, man.
People go to the closest casino.
Of course you do.
Talking with Brian Hallenbeck, staff writer of the London Day. So if Foxwoods is down and Mohegan Sun is down, what do we need another casino in the state for?
There you go.
Well, they tell me there at the casinos, the tribes, that the East Windsor proposal is just very much about protecting what they have.
Right.
They're not looking to grow the market. They're looking to maintain what they have and retrieve what they are losing to Springfield. It's not about growing. And they're going to be taking some from themselves, but I guess you'd rather lose your revenue to yourself.
Right, right.
Right.
Well,
okay.
And it's the old head them off at the pass deal. So, if I can just go to Windsor, I'm doing fine, and I don't have to go all the way up to Springfield. So there is that.
That's right. That's right. And now there's this talk renewed about a casino in Bridgeport and the tribes possibly being involved in such a deal. And, you know, that I think they're less enthusiastic about that, certainly not as big on it as the governor appears to be.
Well, and go ahead, Joe.
No,
okay. Well, I just think it's another one of those issues where are you taking, you know, people away from the casinos over east, heading them off, you know, don't come up 95. You can just stop in Bridgeport or whatever. Would seem to me it's also going to hurt some of their business, you know, in press elsewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They would be losing to themselves, but, you know, rather themselves than, right. than have MGM, say, build it.
Because they want to.
Well, they've said that. I mean, since MGM acquired that casino in Yonkers, New York, it seemed a lot less likely that they were really serious about Bridgeport all along. But that's speculation, I guess.
Yeah, the competition is just, you know, the competition for the disposable income has just become so great. And I think at times the thing that's a problem for Foxwoods more so than Mohegan Sun, it's just a little bit farther out there for people to get to.
It is. It is. Certainly coming from New York, you're going to hit Mohegan first and maybe never make it to Foxwoods. Now, coming down from Massachusetts, you're going to hit Mohegan first.
Right.
Know, I think. And, excuse me, Foxwoods. You're going to hit Foxwoods
okay,
first.
Okay.
And so they're maybe feeling more of the impact there. As I said, it's interesting. Certainly, in the case of what they like to call convenience casinos, in other words, those that sort of depend solely on slot machine traffic. A slot machine is a slot machine, and the client's going to go wherever the closest one is.
Are they still getting a lot of bus trips?
They do, although I think that traffic has been reduced somewhat.
You know, bringing the seniors up from Plainville or something.
Sure. So I think that is largely still intact, maybe, but I know a lot of the Asian traffic like coming down from Boston, in the Boston area, and from New York City, you know, the Chinatowns in those cities. now they've been diverted elsewhere.
Right.
You know, you've got Encore is now open near Boston.
That's Wynn's joint, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, Brian, always good to catch
Thanks
up with
on.
You. Great story, and we will keep following you on the day. Have a good weekend.
All right, Joe. Thanks.
Good to have you on.
Take care, Ray.
See ya.
Brian Hallenbeck from the day.
What Brian
see,
used
think,
to cover.
See, I mean, I understand that the thinking. So if you're going to build this other casino, you're just taking money away. If it's going to the same group, you're just taking money. You're just changing money from one hand to another.
Well, and the other thing is, one of the things, you know, as we were talking, all the people that used to be there from Massachusetts and from Rhode Island, everything, you know, that was bringing money into the state, okay?
Right.
Now you're just basically moving money around in the state, within the state, because you see a lot of Connecticut plates there now, as opposed to some of the out of states. So you're just circulating money. That's what you're doing. But, and, you know, it's, you know, Joe, it's a mature business. It just is.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.